First up today, we're looking at the increased fighting between Israelis and Palestinians. Representatives from other countries are trying to work out a ceasefire to stop the violence. But until that happens, millions of people from both sides are in harm's way. The attacks are mostly made up of two things. That's Israeli airstrikes and Palestinian rockets. And those rockets, like the ones they're being launched right here, those are fired at Israel from Gaza. That's a Palestinian-controlled territory. Israel says the airstrikes launched in Gaza are aimed at terrorist targets, including leaders of Hamas. That's an organization that runs the Palestinian government in Gaza, and it's been labeled as a terrorist group by the U.S. government. The U.S. and some European nations say Hamas should get most of the blame for the current crisis, but most Arab and Muslim nations, though, have accused Israel of being the aggressor or the one who attacked first. Tom Foreman breaks down some of the comparisons between the two sides in this conflict.
Let's look at how the battlefield is shaping up over in the Middle East. Here's Israel alongside the Mediterranean. It's about the size of New Jersey, 7.5 million people, 75% Jewish. The economy is good, unemployment below 7%. Gaza, by comparison, geographically very small, only about twice as big as Washington, D.C., predominantly Palestinian. The economy there is quite bad, and unemployment is very high. GlobalFirepower.com has called Israel the 10th most powerful military in the world. So let's break that down and see why. They have compulsory military service. That means every young person must go into the military for a while. 176,000 active troops are available, and they have about 500,000 that they can call up from reserves very quickly. Ground forces, also impressive. Some 3,000 tanks. If you count all the artillery pieces and mortars, things like that, you get up to about 12,000 units that can operate on the ground. And of course, their air force is formidable, about 800 aircraft out there, including some 200 helicopters. This is largely what they've used to have these strikes within Gaza. Now, if you look at Hamas, their forces are much smaller in terms of their official forces, certainly. If you look at people who are really in uniform, soldiers, police, whatever you want to call it, about 12,500. And, of course, they have nothing like the weapons that the Israelis have. However, Palestinian militants do have lots and lots of rockets. And I want to bring in a model of one of them here. This is a Qassam 2. You've probably heard about this a good bit. These rockets are popular because they're cheap. They're easy to make out of steel tubes. They only weigh 70 to 100 pounds. And they're fueled essentially by commercial-grade fertilizer. And they can pack quite a punch. They're not very accurate, but if you fire enough of them, they don't have to be accurate. If you go beyond this to some of their more robust and better targeted rockets and missiles, then you also start talking about range. In this conflict so far, we've had reports of weapons fired from Gaza traveling as much as 50 miles to hit Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In fact, Israeli officials now believe as much as a fifth of the population of Israel is subject to these rocket attacks. That's something they say they simply will not tolerate anymore, and that's why we keep hearing all this talk and speculation about a possible ground invasion of Gaza.